and welcome to the Livonia Stevenson Hockey Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Mitchell, alongside with Ben Szilagyi.
Hey, you got it right.
I got it right. I'm always, every time I say his name, I got to stop and pause to make sure I get that name right.
I was going to say, we have the flash card up.
Obviously, exactly.
So you can see it.
For sure. But yeah, we are back, episode 3. Moving along here. It seems like we just did our first episode, but we are back. Not a whole eventful week this last week. One game on the docket that was against Northville.
Mm-hmm.
Northville came to Eddie Edgar this past Friday. And Stevenson took care of business. They ended up winning 3-1. Ian Kimball got his first goal as a Spartan and his second goal as a Spartan. Nice game for him. Two-goal game.
Yeah.
For him. Austin Adamick getting that third goal. Northville able to sneak one in there on a power play. So that did make it 3-1. That would be the final. So, coming off a week in which you didn't have anything but practice, you know, just good to come in there and get the win.
It is. I mean, it's something, too, about this team that's kind of interesting is the way that the penalty kill's working. I mean, it is. It's working. And it was unfortunate on Friday that they gave one up to Northville. But you look at the rest of the season, the penalty kill has been borderline good, very good, almost borderline elite. Because they've been put in really bad situations. As we mentioned in the Cranbrook Thanksgiving tournament, came out just fine. Because the kids are skating faster, they're playing with more confidence. So that's something that's been interesting. But another thing that's really interesting that I don't know a lot of people know about, we've brought it up once during the games. The third period's not kind to Stevenson at all. Opponents are out scoring the Spartans, and it's something that needs to be cleaned up because later on in the year that can come back to get you if you only have like a two goal lead.
For sure.
But outside of that, everything else is working. Everything else is clicking. That second period differential, speaking of the third period, not in the Spartans' favor. Second period's very much in the Spartans' favor.
Yep.
So is the first period. So the Spartans are able to jump out on people, which Stevenson doesn't really do, at least the past couple of years for recent memory. They usually kind of jab with teams in the first period, maybe get a goal, maybe give up a goal. So they're always down like maybe – or up one. It's always like a one-goal difference. And then the second period, some adjustments are made.
Exactly. And it's nice to see that this year. And it's nice to see you're getting scoring from a lot of different guys.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, shots from the point,
yeah,
which comes from four forwards playing defense right now. You're getting shots from the point, though, and the rebounds are there. I mean, on Friday night, we had two rebound goals. You know, it's something like that.
Hit some posts.
Yeah.
It's coming along. I think it's just, you know, it's one of the parts of the process. I mean, it's, you know, as you mentioned, things like the penalty kill, those are you know, things you got to continue to work on. And
sure.
You know, it's going to be different every game. And it's good to see, like I mentioned, these different kids stepping up. And I just think the whole team continuing to buy in as a whole. And even though Northville was able to sneak one in on the power play, overall the team is playing, you know, they're buying into the defensive concept, making sure that, mm-hmm. you know, trying to limit teams and keep them off the board. And I think the coaches are doing a really good job of making sure that they play 200 feet.
Yeah, I mean, I know Coach Mitchell preaches this a lot, the 2-3 bail. I mean, he talks about it almost ad nauseum to the point where I'm even understanding it through osmosis, which is kind of scary. But it's working out perfectly. I mean, kids understand it. They're playing it religiously because you know where you can tell that it's working is in the neutral zone. Nothing is getting by them in the neutral zone, especially in that Northville game. Looking back at it, Northville couldn't get the puck past center ice for well over a period and a half. They started in the third and parts of the second.
Yeah.
But you always have three guys back there, and when you get the three guys back there to create some havoc, some chaos, you have the other one coming back. So you really have four guys always playing in that neutral zone. And, of course, as we said, you're already playing basically with four forwards because a couple of them are playing defense. It makes your team scary.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really, like, in a good way, because that means that you guys are not only controlling the neutral zone, you're making it tough to get by you in the neutral zone. So it's going to be interesting to see against better teams, and we've already seen a glimpse of it already this season. But you know, as the season goes on against better teams, when you know other teams maybe have an opportunity to scout you, to see you, if you can still maintain that. And I'm going to look forward to not only this UP trip, because those kids are always, they always play disciplined hockey. They're always, you know, man-to-man, usually on defense. They, you know, go tape-to-tape very well with their passing. They're always disciplined with it. Now, that's what you can always expect from UP hockey, no matter where it is. It's Houghton, Hancock, Calumet, doesn't matter, Kingsford, doesn't matter. They're all very identical in that regard. But I'm talking about games like in the MIHL-KLA showdown on the 15th, you know, against St. Mary's. That's going to be a tough one, right? Can you really control that neutral zone the way you have, the way you did against Cranbrook? I mean, if you can replicate that, you know, sky's the limit. So that's one thing that's going to be interesting to kind of see, too, if you can replicate that up north. Because if you can do that up north, and you can do that in the UP, and you can do that again the following week, then you know it's cemented. Then you know it's just muscle memory. So that's what if we're looking forward to, that's something to look forward to. Can you still pester that neutral zone the way the Spartans have been doing so far through five games?
Five games in. We are five games in. Yeah, that's going to be
the
a
look
lot
on your
fun.
Face, right, when it dawned, and you're like, oh my God.
Jeez.
It's like if I told you that the NFL is in week 14 and there's only three more weeks of NFL football.
Which can't get over quick enough if you're a Lions fan. Oh. But yeah, that's going to be something that's great. Not to look past Wednesday, we do. Stevenson does have a game at Novi, so that's got to be on the mind right now. The next opponent up, Novi here, and get through that. And then it is going to be exciting because this is a first time trip for the Spartans going up to the UP. First time for a lot of us, not in the UP, but going up that far and going into a place where high school hockey is tradition, like you mentioned, with the schools there, Calumet, Hancock, Houghton, Kingsford, all those schools right there, you know, live for high school hockey up there. So that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be, a little bit of a long bus ride, but we're no stranger to those.
A little bit of a long bus ride. It's going to be 8 to 10 hours. I don't know if we can stand each other for that long.
We'll have to bring a lot some of naps. Movies, some snacks.
Naps.
And
books.
Get going. So, yeah, you know, it's we're fortunate this year Coach was able to put that trip together. It's going to be something special.
What's your favorite thing to do on the bus, honestly?
Sleep. No, you know what I like? Because we do take a trip every year. We do the Traverse City trip, which is great. And we mentioned, I think, before on the podcast, we do have our own bus driver, Clarence, who will be driving us up to the UP. Favorite thing though is just kind of sitting and relaxing and busting out a laptop, maybe working on some music. And we always got a good assortment of snacks and goodies. And, you know, digging in on that and just a time really just to kind of relax and just know that you really don't have to worry about anything because you're going to be on a bus for a few, you know, or more than a few hours. So. But it's always fun, too. We get some movies in there, you know, try and pick a couple good ones in there. So, you know, we
got
that going.
Ideas?
No.
No?
I know Miracle always comes up. I mean, that's kind of a standard issue one, which is always good. That's a movie you can see over and over and over again.
I think, like, one for this one would make sense is Mystery Alaska. That'd be yeah. a fun one, right?
Yeah, Mystery Alaska, where they
play. I'm sure we could play all three Mighty Ducks movies in one bus ride, too, if
say,
we want.
We'll have enough time. Mystery Alaska, that's where they played the Rangers,
yes.
the Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Russell Crowe.
And they
Crow.
Flew the Rangers into Mystery Alaska. That was
yeah,
the
helicopter.
Right? Yeah, that would be a good one. I'd love to say Youngblood. I mean, I think that is the greatest hockey movie. Have you ever seen Youngblood?
I've never seen that one.
Oh, my
one.
God.
So
you
we
need
could
to...
do that. We could do that one.
Well, that one, we'd have to get the edited version. There's a few questionable scenes in that one. I don't think would be good for a high school hockey bus ride. If we had the edited version, we'd be good, but I don't know how you would get that. I mean, maybe somebody has it on VHS somewhere, and Lord knows they don't have VCRs on these buses. So,
no.
But that is a classic. People talk about Slapshot. They talk about the Mighty Ducks. I'd have to say, from a hockey movie standpoint, Youngblood is number one. And that was with Rob Lowe, Patrick Swayze. I believe Keanu Reeves even had a cameo in that as one of the team guys. But there's just some great scenes. Rabo's awesome in it.
I know the 1-3-1.
Yeah.
No,
it's great. And not to give anything away, but nice fight at the end he gets into, and it's really good. So anyone listening out there, if you can check out Youngblood, if you have, if never have,
I need to. I've been trying for at least a year. It's not an easy movie.
And I kicked myself. About 2 years ago, I was in total hockey, or pure hockey now, I guess, over there in Novi. And they had some hockey DVDs, and they had Youngblood, and I picked it up, and I should have bought it, and I didn't. I kicked myself to that day.
You have to. I was gonna say, for me, what I like doing on the bus, I like reading or maybe binge watching a couple of Netflix shows, because I don't have time for that otherwise. So
yeah, for sure.
So I, maybe doing that, keeping Justin in check, maybe as well. Who knows if he's on the bus ride or not?
Oh, he'll be there. He needs to be.
He'll be on the way back. Yeah, guaranteed.
He always needs to be in check. For those we're talking about, Justin Mitchell, head coach's son, my nephew Justin. You want to come say hi? Justin's in the room here. Hello, say hi.
Hi.
He's waving. It's radio. It doesn't really work that way.
But yeah, looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be great. And hopefully it isn't too bad. I know the UP kind of got dumped with some snow.
I'm terrified of going over the bridge.
Yeah,
no matter what. I'm going to be terrified for
that. Well, the one thing you can take solace in for sure is that we got the best in the biz, and that's Clarence.
Well, I know Clarence is good. I know he's very good. I'm still going to be terrified until we're on the other side.
That's a long bridge, too. It's like 5 miles.
It's they call it the Mighty Mac for a reason there, Paul.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm terrified of. I take after my father. Like, if I was driving it, it depends. Like, if it's a short bridge, like the Ambassador Bridge, you can do that no problem. We're talking about the Mighty Mac, the one where there's stories of the wind pushing the cars side to side. You're lane changing without a signal, without even moving, because the wind's pushing you.
Yeah.
You hear all those stories, and you're just like, oh, I can't do it. Can't do it. It's part of the reason why I've never been to the UP, in all honesty.
You've never been to
the UP? I've never been to the UP.
Oh, wow. This is a first for Ben, folks. UP trip for the first time. So that'll be fun.
Yeah,
be
and one, fun. One thing I am nervous about, if people are listening on the podcast, is what the cell reception is going to be like up there, because obviously peeking behind the curtain just a little bit here for our broadcast, I'm sure if you guys, Eddie Edgar, watch us or, kind of peek in, we have a Wi-Fi hotspot. That's how we're able to do the games live no matter what. So even if you're in the stands, you can listen.
Yeah.
My fear is there's not going to be data to obtain up there.
I would think.
But we have a backup plan for it, though. We're just going to do an audio base, so we'll be live to tape, and we'll just post it immediately after the game. So
we could do that. I would think though, I know
I'm just saying that's our backup plan.
When I've seen, I know at least Houghton Travel, they've always had a guy broadcasting games. So I would imagine that they'd be doing it up there.
Yeah.
Unless I don't know if they do their home, maybe they only do it away. I don't know.
I was gonna say I know away they do. They use the internet connection, but at home I would assume you could just hardline in somewhere because it's from a radio station, but. Like I said, our contingency plan, if the live broadcast does not work, no one has to worry. We're going to go live.
Either way, the game will be up.
We will go live to Sports Radio Detroit. Yeah, we will go live to tape. You can go to sportsradiodetroit.com. The very top bar, go to SRD Prep, where you can use the search bar and just search Livonia Stevenson, and you'll find it. So
awesome.
I'm just warning people so I don't get like four texts like, hey, the broadcast didn't work.
Folks. You heard it here first.
But that's what the contingency plan
is. If there's
a
delay, it means Ben and Roger had some technical difficulties with the internet. But I'm sure these guys will get it. It'll be good. And we're glad they're coming. They're going to be on the bus with us, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Part of the family here. And it'll be fun. Looking
maybe
forward
have
to
one
it.
Of those nice jackets. So we actually they're coming. Those jackets are pretty.
Yeah.
Those are nice. Because that was the one thing in Traverse City. Everyone's like, oh, and we're like, are you guys all coaches? Me and Roger just kind of like, just bit our lip. We're like, we're not going to say anything. And then you were like, oh, yeah, we're all coaches. And then they're like, well, where's your gear? We're like, left in the bus.
Yeah.
We came straight from work. And they're like, oh.
They want to look like everybody else, right?
Nice. So this time, hopefully, at least for the Traverse City trip, we'll all look the same.
Oh, yeah. We'll be good for that.
So, yeah.
Cool. Okay, so moving along, we are at the portion of the podcast in which we'd like to bring in head coach David Mitchell. Talk about last week and talk about things going on this week. Coach, welcome.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me, and appreciate what you're doing.
No problem. Anytime. Coach, yeah, not too of a busy week last week. You had one game on the docket, as we talked earlier. You guys had Northville. You guys were able to take care of business. 3-1 victory. You saw Ian Kimball, one of the new guys, have a great game, getting his first two goals. And, you know, you guys were able to get the win there 3-1.
Yeah, it's I'll politely and respectfully disagree with you in terms of, like, it wasn't a busy week. I understand that, you know, it wasn't a busy week in terms of games. But, you know, those are the weeks that we are now looking to grow like crazy. This is, you know, being a little bit more of a younger club, I think we're starting to learn how to play the right way and starting to learn what to do and where that's going to be taught and learned is going to be in practice. So we had a few good days of practice. And then, you know, I thought the Northville game was good. I thought we got better as the game went on. Anytime you get a win in the KLA against a division opponent, I know it's cliche, but they're tough to come by. So we were happy with that. And so we will stay focused and in the growth mode and knowing that we have to get better and be better. And hopefully we continue to do that.
I was going to say, Coach, you were talking about growth week this past week. One thing that has been at a very good level, I will go as far as say almost borderline elite level, is your penalty kill. But the power play on the opposite side hasn't been picking up yet. What have you guys done to grow in that area?
Thank you for that, pointing that out. I appreciate that. We always like to hear where we need to improve. So we'll start with the positives. And the penalty kill has been good. And you know, power play is all about timing and all about, you know, doing different things. I will tell you, and our guys know this, and I think you guys are learning this about me. It's something that, as much as we don't want to be patient, as much as we want things to happen yesterday and to occur yesterday, you know, we're taking the approach with this group that our power play, we have to be patient with and teach them the right, you know, the right situation, the right routes, the right plays to make. And then it really comes down to repetitions and all about repetitions and getting time. So I don't know that we've had as much time as we would have liked on the power play. I think we need to do a better job of even drawing penalties to put ourselves in that situation, because I think in the Northville game, there was a bit, you know, we were on the PK more than we were on the power play. So, you know, that's more on us as a team to, you know, stay disciplined in that regard in terms of not taking those penalties, but then also do the work necessary to reward ourselves in getting some of those power play opportunities, which I think will in turn give us more reps and then give us, you know, a better opportunity to be successful. But you're right, and it's something that, you know, is not where we like it to be, but it's going to be a focus of ours, I think, this week coming up here and moving forward.
I was going to say, another thing you guys do very, very well is creating havoc and chaos in the neutral zone. I think the past at least three games, especially the Northville game, you guys dominated the neutral zone. Northville had a hard time getting past center ice until they finally broke through in the third period. What leads to that play in the neutral zone in your mind that the kids are doing very well? Is it just the transition of, you know, getting more comfortable so they're skating faster or playing their assignment in a 2-3 bail? What is it in your mind?
I think it's learning how to play without the puck. I mean, yeah. To be that direct, it's understanding that I think a lot of kids come in and really when they come into the high school level or the next level up, they really understand that the majority of the game happens with the puck not on your stick. So they are starting to see that, you know, to be successful, the things have to be done and details have to be, you know, be worked on in all three zones and especially without the puck. So I would tell you that a lot of our guys are learning that. They're learning on how to defend, how to play on top, how to play above the puck and stay where they need to be, you know, as opposed to, you know, just watching the puck and going wherever the puck goes. So we're doing a better job, I think, of being desperate to defend and making sure we defend first. And that is leading into some good transition opportunities for us.
What other aha moments have you seen throughout the growth week that you had this past week in your mind?
You know, I don't know if there's been any aha moments, but, you know, Paul mentioned Ian Kimball. I mean, you know, the play of, I think, of our sophomore class, as you mentioned earlier on, with, you know, those forwards we have and the defensemen that we have as a sophomore class. I think the really aha moment is this team is starting to see slowly but surely what they're capable of. And it's, you know, I hope we'll have an aha moment. I hope we'll have more moments like that. But I will tell you, this is going to be a work in progress to see how far we can take this, how far they can grow. But, you know, if our younger guys continue to develop like that, and, you know, our junior and senior class, our upperclassmen continue to, you know, make sure that they're in the mix, I think that they would like to start scoring a little bit and join in that. And so I think the real hope or the real aha moment is that we continue to, you know, stay together, to build together, to understand that, you know, everybody's got a job to do. And when everybody focuses on doing their job within, you know, within a team environment, then good things will happen.
Okay, moving along from this week, Coach. I mean, coming up here, the next game is going to be Novi. You guys got this Wednesday upcoming, and then a real quick turnaround. I mean, we're going to leave Thursday for the trip up to the UP, Owen Hancock. So, nice week ahead, but you can't be looking past Novi.
No, and I, you know, and I was wondering how you were going to present that question, because, you know, like I was going to say, you know, really our focus has to be on Novi. You know, we've already, you know, addressed it very briefly with the kids that if we, you know, we're already thinking about a bus trip, we're already thinking, you know, we're going to get beat. Novi's a too good of an opponent to overlook. And so, you know, the focus was on practice today. It'll be on, you know, growing again tomorrow. Then it'll be on, you know, we talk tirelessly and relentlessly about, you know, you don't win hockey games in the future, you don't win hockey games in the past. You're not successful in the future and you're not successful in the past. Your success is defined by what you do at the present and in the present and in the moment. And so we have to stay there. We have to grow there. We have to make sure that we be our best at that moment. And for us, that moment is, you know, we'll continue with practice tomorrow. Then we'll go with Wednesday night, you know, with our game at Novi.
Okay, well, after that is the UP trip. And so well, let's just keep the focus at Novi. I wish you guys luck.
You could ask me about the UP trip. It's okay. I mean, like, now he's scared to ask it. I mean,
well, I don't want to get into too much detail. I mean, it's something, though, you have to be in the back of your mind of obviously looking forward to, because you've never been up there.
I understand that. I can address it, you know, being the coach, and I understand, you know, from a program stance, you know, going to the UP and making this trip is something that we've always wanted to do it's never fit. And so, you know, so thrilled that, you know, our friends up at Houghton and Hancock and those two teams that are, you know, such good programs and so well-respected around the state, that they've invited us up and are having us up. And so we are obviously looking forward to it. We were very honored and humbled to be able to go up there and represent Livonia Stevenson, you know, up there. So we are looking forward to that. But, yes, Novi first, and then we will, you know, get on a bus, make the trek up there and you know, have a great experience.
It's the first time for you up there, right? Up in that area, Houghton Hancock?
Yes, I've been as far as Marquette. I've been Marquette and the Sioux and other places in the UP, but I've not been to Houghton Hancock, so it's my first time as well. So, again, you know, from a program, I'm looking forward to it. Personally, I'm looking forward to it. It's a great opportunity for all of us. So thrilled that we get the chance to do it.
All right. Well, best of luck Wednesday, and great good luck this weekend coming up. Safe travels, and we'll have a lot to talk about next time. So good luck the rest of the week.
Yeah, no, appreciate it. We're looking forward to it. You guys are coming up. We're going to do any of these up in, like, I was going to put it right on the air. Yes. We'll have little video clips and stuff, inside.
We will do a special travel edition on Sports Radio Detroit's Facebook page.
Totally. Do some video clips. We'll give you guys all access. You guys know that. You come on the bus, you're on the bus, you're on.
Oh, we know that. You'll yell at me, Ben, how come I'm not being interviewed? What's my media schedule like?
Where's the camera? That's always all the time. Paul, where's the camera? But the camera's always on. He gets the footage. But unfortunately, nobody on this side sees it.
Yeah.
So thanks, Paul.
Well, that's because we're on a podcast, so you can't see it.
No, good luck. We have special things planned. So
perfect. See you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Head Coach David Mitchell, as he does each and every week on the podcast, joins us. And I love it, because now that Ben's here too, you're really able to get a little bit more hockey specific and talk about I'm not even going to say that. You know what I'm trying to say, though.
I was going to say, I'll ask the hard questions. So, I mean, you'll even hear it in the coach's spotlight, right? before the game, I'll always mention something that Dave hasn't heard before, and he'll be like, "Thanks, Ben. Didn't know that."
Yeah.
Or "Thanks for bringing that to my attention." He says it semi-sarcastically, but I wouldn't be doing my job otherwise if I didn't, kind of let people into his thought process, because Dave is very meticulous with what he does. I think if people could see him toil in the shadows, tinker and everything like that, they would truly appreciate how much heart and soul he pours in.
Without a doubt, yeah.
To coaching, because people would say it's 100%, and I would say you're lying. It's not 100% with Dave Mitchell. And I wish I was kidding when I say this, but it's about 150, and then come playoff time, it's two lifetimes worth of work, because he wants that state title so bad. He literally gives himself gray hairs just thinking about every scenario, every outcome. So that's why, on these podcasts, I'll see if I can, unearth some things for you guys on, strategy and growth, especially in a growth week.
Well, as much as he still does a very good job of giving you the answers without giving too much away,
He's media
almost
trained.
Almost like you're talking to a Mike Babcock or somebody that can skirt around some of those questions or, do a really good job with that. So, yeah, we're all learning a lot from him each and every day. He does a great job, and we're so happy and blessed to have him here. And he makes things a lot of fun. I mean, this was his idea, the podcast, so owe him for that. So, but yeah, just looking forward to the week, and it's going to be fun. And I think at this point, we're going to grab a player, and we're going to talk to a player and see what's going on with them here. All right, we're going to bring in junior forward, number 10, Seth Laws. Not Laus, not Lousy. Right?
Who's
Seth Laws?
Yeah, it's Laws.
I mean, how many people, did you just kind of go with it? Because I think when you kind of got here, we were just calling you Laus, right?
Yeah, it was more. I always thought it was more of a nickname thing for most of the time, until I think it was at one study hall later on my freshman year when everyone asked me what my actual last name was, and I corrected them, and everyone kind of was freaking out about it because I always thought it was my nickname the whole entire time. But
so it's Laws, basically, yeah. Just like Laws, don't break the laws.
Yeah, exactly.
That's easy to remember.
For sure.
What
for
is
sure.
your nickname, though? Do you have one? Do people call you Lousy or?
Nah, not really. I mean, Jakaki called me Rulesy last year, but that was about it.
Rulesy?
Play on the laws? Rules? Maybe?
Yeah, that's exactly what. Yeah. You know how Connor would roll. That's exactly what
sounds like him. That sounds like him. But Seth, thanks for joining us here on the podcast. You're a little bit of a special situation for yourself. You made the team as a freshman, which not too many players or too many kids do. So, I mean, I had to stop and think what year you're in, because it feels like, you've been here already a while. And I love the fact that you're only a junior, because it means we get you next year.
Right.
So, I mean, that's got to have been a great experience, though, making it as a freshman so far, right?
Yeah, it was awesome. Coming in here into this culture was really great for me in terms of just, as a hockey player and as a person, I feel like I really developed and just, changed for the better all around. So it was good.
And, I mean, you've been outstanding. We can definitely see, and we've been able to see your growth from a freshman up until now. I mean, it's been tremendous. Do have to mention, though, you did have a really good summer. You were a standout in the MDHL, and I believe it was in Culver. And I remember it, too. I was on a train coming home from Chicago, and I was watching you, and you made a great play to the net, a great scoring opportunity. But unfortunately, you slid in the boards there, and it's a break in the heel? Is that what happened?
No, so what happened was when I got hit, I ended up getting, clipped on my leg, and when I spun out, my ankle went in first and ended up being a sprain of my ligaments to where it twisted around and ended up tearing a piece of my tibia bone off. Ooh. So it was just in the ankle area. So, yeah, it was not pretty at all whatsoever.
So, obviously, it was painless.
Yeah,
obviously, right. Obviously, you just look at it, oh, it's a scratch.
Yeah, that's right.
Nothing.
Well,
skated the full
shift.
Seth,
in true Seth fashion, did, I think, try to get up, but I think that was something, yeah,
completed
you don't want
the
to,
shift and,
you don't want to break or make worse or, make it worse, any worse than it is. The nice thing is, though, I mean, unfortunately, I know you had to start the season in a cast,
mm-hmm.
but the very good news is that you're sitting here with us now, no boot, no cast, mm-hmm. and very close to making a return, so that's got to get you very excited.
Yeah, it was awesome. I got checked out today over at St. Mary's, and they said, you know, I can start going through a little bit of rehab right now for these next 2 weeks, and then once the 2 weeks are up, I can get rolling again, so it should be pretty good. I'm excited.
Like I said, it's a nice Christmas present for Lavonia Stevenson and Seth Wallace.
Oh, it's
going to
be great.
He gets to play hockey again and score goals and set up his team lights like he always does.
And then of course, Seth, I mean, it's got to be hard when you are sidelined, but I think you got to be pretty happy with so far the start of the season, obviously not because of some of the wins, but because of the way the team's playing and the way they're responding and the coaching. That's got to get you happy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, kind of a rough start, obviously, at first against Rice there, but I like the way the guys bounced back, especially in that Thanksgiving tournament. You know, I feel like they really clicked and started doing and performing and executing on the habits and systems that the coaches have been preaching for a while. So it's been good.
I was going to say, you kind of had to be a player coach a little bit, being on the sidelines. Has anyone kind of come to you and kind of ask, like, hey, Seth, if I'm doing this, is it okay if I do it? Do you give guys pointers while you've been out, kind of acting as that player coach?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, totally different perspective, you know, when you're in the stands compared to when you're on the ice. And so, you know, guys like, for example, you know, Waldo has asked me a bunch of times, you know, what can I do to get better in that type, you know, in a certain type of game. So giving him pointers and just stuff like that. So
what has it been like watching a game in the stands? You said it's obviously a little bit different, but what have you learned about the team from watching it from afar?
I mean, honestly, I've just learned team-wise, they play with a lot of speed, as I'm pretty sure all you guys have seen, you know, and just I've seen the development of the chemistry that's happened over time with the guys, you know. They've just been moving the puck around a lot better ever since the first game and stuff like that, and, you know, they've just kind of molded together, gelled together, so.
Taking a little bit of a leadership role, obviously, you know, you were on this team as a freshman, Adam Hurd is a freshman as well. What pointers have you given Adam, if any?
Just go out there and enjoy it, man. I mean, first game, yeah, even against Rice, he came to talk to me about, you know, how did you react to playing in your first game, you know, in front of that huge section. I was like, man, obviously nerve-wracking at first, but once you go out there and just play the way you can, which he has, obviously, with his physical presence and all of that, I mean, I just told him just to enjoy it and just take it all in because it's a great time.
That's got to be pretty cool, though. The freshmen are few and far between, so actually having one now that you can relate and give these tips and pointers to, because he is doing a great job, but I mean, being able to have you there to give those suggestions or tips or pointer, that's outstanding. So it's got to be pretty cool, though, for you to do that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a good time.
A little bit of bonding. You guys have a bonding experience going to the UP for the first time. What do you like about these team trips? Obviously, last year you got to go to Traverse City, got to experience a team trip for the first time. What do you like about the team trips? What do you get out of them?
Oh, it's just...
That was his second time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Wait a second. I had to crawl. I had to take it, folks. I had to take it.
It's okay.
No, but yeah, because that's...
Good poke check,
Paul. It was. That was your... This will be your third trip, right?
Yeah.
First time in the UP.
Yeah, first time in the UP for sure. But, I mean, just the trips, you know, obviously... Team bonding is just a huge thing with, you know, every team, obviously, no matter what sport. But, you know, it's just a lot of fun. You know, we're allowed to, like, let loose, have fun. You know, don't think about school or anything like that. Just go up there to play hockey. And, you know, it's just a great time with everybody. So,
what is your favorite class in school? We like to, you know, mix in hockey and other things. But letting us behind the curtain of Seth Laws, what's your favorite class or subject in school?
Right now I'm taking a sports medicine class over at the Career Center, and you know, I've been really big into the medical field lately. Yeah. And it's kind of something I want to pursue when I'm older in college, you know, if, you know, obviously hockey doesn't work out, you know, either being a physical therapist, physician's assistant or whatnot. So that's pretty intriguing to me right now.
I was gonna say, you got a lot of experience obviously with your lower body.
Oh, yeah.
we'll keep it in hockey terms, the lower body injury. So no one knows exactly what it is,
right?
But like, how has that kind of helped, you know, with the class, just kind of learning how your ankle goes and whatnot, and what you can do? Have you learned more about your injury in that way and how to, you know, get more healthy from it?
Yeah, for sure. You know, obviously looking over bones and muscles and the way they work together has helped a lot. And, you know, it kind of opens your eyes to seeing, like, what the things that are actually there, you know, that you really didn't know before. You kind of just like, oh, it's just a broken bone. And then you learn the specifics about fractures and how to heal them and how to get back and better in shape with rehab and stuff like that. So it's helped out a lot.
So it's not just drinking milks, saying your prayers, and having vitamins.
It's not Jim Harbaugh.
That's always in there too, though. I drink a lot of milk, you know.
Outside of hockey, what else do you like to do? If you're not obviously doing your homework on time, handing it in on time, you know, and playing hockey, what else do you like to do?
I don't know if there's any much time for anything else.
Obviously, you know, working I like to do a lot, but as much of the guys you've probably interviewed before, big Fortnite person, video game, NHL, whatever it may be.
Is there a player, I know this is kind of a cliche question, but is there a player, like maybe obviously in the NHL, that you look at and that maybe you try to emulate, or that you look at and you're just like, without a doubt, I like him, he's my favorite player, or somebody or a team, or somebody like that?
Honestly, I've been a big Austin Matthews fan lately. Just the way that he plays, I like how the power forward he kind of is, but obviously he has that contribution of skill. To where, him and his team, obviously Toronto, I like Babcock and the way he coaches that whole organization, their culture there. I kind of like the way they do things, especially, like I said, Matthews being a big guy that I've been looking at lately. I've studied, the way his releases, the way he skates, the stuff that he does with and without the puck, just something I've really looked up to him a lot lately. So.
Well, that definitely is a good guy to look at. I mean, the guy is a great player, and you mentioned – he does. He's able to pull that puck out from anywhere shot off. I mean, his release is up there in the NHL. And I mean, I don't know how you do it other than just keep shooting, right? I mean, just practice. I know it's a lot of repetition, but
and get yelled at by the parents, but says, "Don't put a dent in our garage wall. Yeah, what are you doing?" Really. And you're like, "I gotta get better." What are you talking about, Dad? Yeah. Sorry.
Exactly. You know,
Seth, don't do it again.
Crosby Dreyer, right? The Dreyer that got beat up by Sidney Crosby. So. Well, that's awesome, Seth. We are very excited, like I mentioned, seeing here without the boot, and just knowing what you bring, obviously not only on the ice, but just to the team from, you're the consummate teammate, and you can just tell by the interview today, I mean, you're engaged, you're ready to go, and we're looking forward to having you back. Don't rush it. I mean, just make sure you're good to go and you're ready to go, because I can guarantee you when Seth's back, it's going to be a lot of fun, and he's going to do some damage.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to get back. Trust me, it's been a wait, but I'm ready to go.
Yeah, it's going to be fun for a debut, probably, the Traverse City trip, because that's early in January this year. It's, I think, the first weekend in January. Is that what you're thinking would be your first time back?
Yeah, I'm hoping either around Plymouth, either the Plymouth game, Traverse City, Salem, it's kind of the first week of January, last week of December type of deal. So I'm hoping to be back. So
how do you envision your first goal going? Is it going to be a garbage goal, or is it going to be you picking it from the slot? What's going to be?
I'll take whatever I can get, man. I'll just take whatever.
Toe drag, deke, I don't know.
Not really known for my hands, but...
Testing out the ankle on a toe drag.
No,
or something.
Like, you can tell you've been working on it, because I said you had a great season in the MDHL. I mean, that was really cool getting to see you, develop even more in that in the MDHL. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Oh, for sure. Obviously the tournament's out, in Minnesota, Culver, playing that type of competition with some new guys. It's a lot of fun. I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's a great time.
Cool. Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Seth, for joining us. Great conversation. I think we could sit and talk to you here forever, but we do got to, like I mentioned before, these podcasts are a lot longer with Ben, which I do like. It's not just me here twiddling my thumbs. So thank you so much, Seth. Good luck on the rest of your recovery, and can't wait to see you on the ice, and good luck the rest of the season.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Anytime.
All right. There he is. Number 10, Seth Laws. The law, laying down the laws. Maybe we'll say that, laying down the laws. But
great to have you. I don't think I'm ever going to let that into a call.
All right.
Yeah, no. Don't think that's happening.
No?
No.
That's too much to say. Like, in the moment, you think about
it. It's like the Chris Berman thing where he would take the names, right?
If we're doing a highlight package, sure.
Yeah. Back, 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 back.
him. Seth laid down the laws with a goal.
There you go. Well, hey, when can't. You can do that, the first goal that he scores, if you can remember.
I'll get excited when Seth scores like anyone else does.
Perfect, perfect. Well, hopefully here it isn't too much longer. He's making really good progress. So glad to talk to him. Thank you to him. Thank you to Coach, as always. Thank you very much to Ben for coming and helping me out. I cannot thank him enough. This is huge. He makes these podcasts awesome. Always don't forget
you
to check
him
out.
I'm just here.
Don't forget to check him out on Twitter.
I don't think anyone tunes in for me.
Yeah, they do, for sure.
They tune in for the players, for the games. They tune in to you for the podcast. Yeah. I'm just window dressing.
No, you are the podcast now, so thank you very much. Check him out, Sports Radio Detroit. That's where you can listen to the games. He's going to make sure, however he has it this weekend, that you'll be able to hear the Spartans as they take their first trip to the UP. Looking forward to that. So a lot we're going to cover here. Thanks for sticking around with us. We appreciate it. Thanks to everyone, for hitting play on that podcast play button. So thanks so much. We will talk to you soon and take care.